As a nurse specializing in caring for elderly, I find that my background, my family life, schooling, and other experiences have shaped how I see the world and how I interact with participants in my study who are Native American elders and their family caregivers. Visiting my family in Peru had lasting effects on my decision to focus on caring for older adults. My father is a Native American from Peru. He speaks Aymara, and my mother is Filipino. I saw my grandmother when I visited our village in Peru, which is on Lake Titicaca, and I visited her along with our relatives and those in the community who had little to no formal education, yet they knew more than I could ever know. They had life experience, and this really shaped how I see the world. For example, my grandmother was preparing quinoa, which is a protein grain common in the Andes, and a handful of the grains fell on the ground, and my dad was going to save these so they wouldn't be wasted, but my grandmother told him to leave them there and the birds would thank him. And lo and behold, there was a dove's nest with some eggs in the nest. It was an apple tree that was nearby us. And I saw the nest, and I never really connected the two until after that time. And I left Peru with new insights on life, education, and nursing, which has shaped my point of view. I feel in terms of my standpoint, my nursing education has rooted me in epistemologic assumptions that that the knowledge we gain from our clients and caregivers are hard, tangible, and real. I worked as a nurse and a case manager in community settings, caring for older adults. So along with my gerontological education and PhD in nursing education, my epistemological assumption of knowledge kind of shifted in that knowledge can be based on insights of a unique and essentially personal nature. My years of experience working with elderly clients in the home setting who had multiple comorbidities had influenced my decision with studying Native elders with chronic disease. When I worked for elder care, I was exposed to older adults who are poor by definition, but rich with a family history, family ties, connections, and love of their family. I wondered if this was the same for Native elders and their caregivers. So as a nurse, in terms of my social position, I'm aware that I have a certain economic advantage advantage that comes with the educational attainment I have achieved. I understand that many Native Americans in this country are still struggling to make ends meet, in spite of the fact that they have been living here since pre-Columbian times. This does not sit well with me. My education and where I have lived and grown up have shaped my values, the way I talk, the way I carry myself, and how I interact with people. And I see that many Native American elders are at the poverty level, or they might be living slightly above the poverty level. For example, some people do not speak up because they learned from a young age that there are negative consequences with drawing attention to yourself. Their children do not have the opportunity or the means of obtaining higher education. And I realize I have this edge due to my socioeconomic status and where I came from. However, I still feel connected to them, and my connection comes through my grandmother, who spoke her native language, did not speak Spanish, and still practiced her traditional culture. And I see her in them, and I'm humbled because of this, because this is where I came from.